Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome to the Kent Online podcast on Monday, July the 27th. Our top story today is about the ongoing situation with UK travellers in Spain as the country is removed from the UK travel list. Anyone returning will now have to quarantine for 14 days after an increase in cases in coronavirus there. The government says it's now keeping an eye on other countries. Health Minister and Faversham MP Helen Whateley says they had to take rapid action.
People who are preparing to travel, planning to travel, booking holiday, should of course look at the Foreign Office guidance and should be aware that we are in a situation of a global pandemic, that we put in place the travel bridges because people wanted to be able to travel, but we did say at the time that we would have to keep it under review. And that's exactly what we've done with Spain. And what we saw with Spain was a very rapid increase in the rate of coronavirus cases, and we had to take rapid action. In fact, if we hadn't taken rapid action, you'd probably be criticising the government for not doing so. So we've done the right thing. We saw the rates go up. And after all the efforts made in lockdown to get our rate right down in the UK, I get a coronavirus rate right down, we cannot take the risk of it going back up again like that. So we realise that there are very serious consequences from the decision that we made. We're asking employers to be supportive. Where people are able to work from home, clearly they should do so. They should be having conversations with their employer about the best way to handle the situation. But what I have to come back to is we had to do the right thing for the country. After all the work we have done to get our COVID rate right down through the lockdown, to enable us to be able to ease some of the restrictions, to begin to get a life back towards normal, to get businesses up and running again. We cannot take the risk of people coming back from a country with a higher coronavirus rate and getting infections out into the community again. We have to keep our rate down here in the UK. We have to keep the situation under review. And I think that's what the public would expect us to do. So if we see rates going up in a country where at the moment there is no need to quarantine, but if we see the rates going up, we would have to take action because we cannot take the risk of coronavirus being spread again across the UK right now. And also, as we plan and prepare for winter, we don't want to see a second spike, but that is all about keeping the rates right down and under control at the moment.
There are concerns for people who won't be able to work while self-isolating, and the travel industry is worried people will cancel holidays to other European countries.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today, and the son of the chief exec of Boohoo has died in Kent after suffering a morphine overdose. An inquest has heard Louis Little, who also worked for the online clothing company, passed away at his home in Seal near Sevenoaks. The 20-year-old former King's School Canterbury pupil was found unresponsive after failing to get up for work. The full inquest will be heard in September. A man has been flown to hospital after being stabbed in Faversham. Emergency crews were called to Church Road in Orr late last night after the victim knocked on the window of a house asking for help. A couple have revealed how they tried to stem the bleeding before paramedics arrived. Police say inquiries are ongoing. An investigation's underway after a helicopter crashed into a field in Herne Bay. No one was seriously injured when it came down near the A299 Thanet Way yesterday. It's understood to have taken off from Essex and was on its way to Manston Airport when it changed course and made an emergency landing. New figures show there's been a sharp increase in drugs and weapons offences in Kent in the last year. There have been 831 more cases of drug-related crime in the year to March compared to the previous 12 months. That's a rise of 27%. While people caught with weapons went up by a quarter, knife crime has gone down by the same amount, with 226 fewer offences. More details have been revealed about plans for Britain's answer to Disneyland right here in Kent. If approved, London Resort in Swanscombe could create 17,000 jobs over 15 years, and bosses want it to be one of the most sustainable major theme parks in the world. The project was first announced in 2012 and is due to open in 2024. You can see pictures of what it could look like at Kent Online as a public consultation gets underway. Now, a Kent woman is calling on the government to extend maternity leave after parents were left unable to access support during the pandemic. Bethany Power had her son in November and was hoping the following months would have involved mother and baby classes and meeting other new mums. But the 29-year-old from Rochester says she feels she's been robbed of that experience.
I went to two classes before it was sort of locked down, and that was it. And it's been hard not being able to go to, well, haven't been able to go to health clinics, go get my baby weighed, get feeding support. We haven't been able to speak to anyone in regards to ourselves and our baby. I was meant to be getting physio one-on-one, and that's been over the phone, and that's not ideal in trying to recover postpartum. And my baby was 3 months old, and he is turning 8 months this Sunday. I've been working where I am for 10 years, and we planned for our baby. I had hope for what I wanted for my maternity, and that's just completely changed. We're working taxpayers that, for women, we only have a set amount of time that we can have with our babies before we're having to return back to work, or want to or need to return back to work. And that's the value that we are missing. We're just wanting our maternity to be supportive of how it should be for every mum. According to DWP, there's, I believe, only 23% of women that can actually afford to take the whole 52 weeks on maternity. Now, from 39 weeks to 52 weeks, those last 13 weeks are unpaid. And for many mums who are on maternity, they have to go back after 39 weeks because they can't afford the extended unpaid leave, because we're already having a reduction of pay and we've already saved up and have that. But, you know, it's with the pandemic, we are forced to go on unpaid leave and have no support. We are denied furlough. We are denied universal credit. We're just wanting to get the support that every person has been given within a support package from the government, because we can't put our babies in childcare. With the issues with childcare is the ratio of baby rooms have changed. And of course they need to change, but the ratio from that, for example, might be a nursery is normally having 8 babies in a room. They're having to reduce it down to 6. But they are taking the existing babies, not taking new babies until later in the year. So new mums that have had babies recently are struggling to even return back to work. And mums have been telling me they're just struggling, and they're struggling with the employer, and it's down to the government. The government guidelines are horrendous, and we're just needing more support.
Almost 35,000 people have signed a petition calling on ministers to take action. There are fears someone could die after a big increase in the number of canoers and kayakers on the River Stour in Sandwich. Boat owners say they had to pull people from the river between Grove Ferry and Fordwich, with some not even wearing life jackets. A lot of the leisure activities there are organised by Canoe Wild, who say all of their customers are briefed about safety before going out on the water. Meantime, a young girl's been taken to hospital with hypothermia after going paddleboarding with her mum on a Kent beach. They had to be rescued by the Coast Guard when they got into difficulty in the sea at Littlestone on Romney Marsh yesterday evening. From today, a main route in and out of Faversham is closed and will stay that way for almost a month. Gas mains on the A251 at Battlesmere need to be replaced. A 32-mile diversion route is in place. An online pop-up academy to help children in Kent catch up over the summer holidays has launched today, with some youngsters facing up to 6 months away from school before they go back in September. There were fears some could fall behind. The Invicta Academy is doing English and maths classes, plus inspirational lessons from the likes of Winter Olympian Lizzie Yarnold. Ollie has been chatting to Councillor Anna Firth, who came up with the idea.
We want to make sure that this is a meaningful experience. That's what distinguishes the Invicta Summer Academy from, say, the Oak National Academy, another brilliant project. But that is broadcast lessons, whereas ours are live lessons from teachers that are actually going to be interacting with the children and answering their questions. So, therefore, we don't want to have any class size more than 100 max, and actually 50 would be possibly optimum. So yes, we've had to impose that limit on class sizes, and that's why we can't at this stage take absolutely everybody. But what we are looking to do, if we can get some more support, is to open additional Zoom classes throughout the summer.
Now, 3 weeks isn't a very long time, is it, to set all this up, get the teachers involved and get them in front of kids. What's the reaction been like to the teachers that you have reached out to try and convince them to be part of this academy?
It's been humbling, frankly. It's been humbling, inspiring and heartening because we set ourselves a goal. We formed the community interest company today, 3 weeks ago. And the first week had to be raising the money. The next task, massive task, was 1 week to recruit our teachers. And of course, the third week was to recruit our pupils. And again, you know, we weren't sure how that was going to go, but it's just been such, we've been so overwhelmed that we've got here in 3 weeks.
There's a couple of additional people who are coming in as well and doing special talks, aren't they? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, because what we think that it's not just about educating children's minds. We also want to educate their hearts as well, and we want to inspire them. And so we've got every Wednesday is given over to a showcase session where we invite some inspirational person. So in 2 days' time, we've got Lizzie Yarnold coming, and she's obviously going to be talking to the children about what it takes to become an Olympian and, you know, what sort of courage you need, what discipline you need, how you would go on, how you would start on that journey. So every Wednesday, we're going to be inspiring the children that it's worth coming to these classes, it's worth learning, and, you know, these are the things that are out there that you, and it could be you.
And just lastly, Anna, what do you hope the impact will be on the children who are going to be having these lessons this summer that have potentially missed out on quite a lot of education during the coronavirus pandemic?
So we started this with a really simple mission that we wanted to help as many children in Kent catch up who might have missed out on schooling. And our hope is that these children who come to our catch-up classes will go back to school in September, you know, not nervous and worried and afraid of what they haven't learnt, but instead confident and secure that at least we've got the basics back, you know, reading and writing and arithmetic, and they can start school on the front foot. And we think that's going to take the pressure off, you know, take the pressure off teachers, take the pressure off schools, take the pressure off parents, and most of all, take the pressure off the children.
This year's pantomime at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells has been cancelled. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was supposed to be on at Christmas, but bosses say there's no way they can do it with social distancing in place. The theatre's director says it was an incredibly hard decision to make, and they've postponed the show until next year. However, it's been confirmed an ice skating rink in Tunbridge Wells will open this Christmas. Skating in Calverley Grounds has been given the go-ahead by the Borough Council after a safety assessment. The ice rink is expected to open in November, with tickets set to go on sale in September. That's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Head to ilifmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.